talk this afternoon, we mentioned this morning about the importance of making sure we're aware. Oh, I forgot to turn my thing on here. Making sure we're aware that we are to be worshiping in spirit and truth. Recognizing the need to pay attention to the thoughts and the concepts, the words, not only of our hymns, but also our prayers, and certainly of studying God's Word. But in the midst of everything we do every week and every day, when we go about our business, when we pray to God, when we are at work or school or whatnot, have you ever thought, and I'm sure everybody at some point has talked to themselves. I talk to myself all the time. I argue with myself all the time. I think it's healthy. Most people think it's insane, but I think it's healthy. I think it's good to, you know, be mad at yourself sometimes. But what if you could actually speak with your soul? If you could actually have a conversation with your soul, what would that be like? It might be a little weird. So if you're kind of on a line here talking to your soul, I'm not sure what to say about this. Maybe if we had this opportunity to talk directly with our soul and have our soul talk back to us, maybe we would take this opportunity to seek a deeper understanding about the spiritual state, what that's like. God, I know I have a spirit in here. I know I have a soul in here somewhere. I can't see it, but it's there. So maybe my soul, my spirit can help me to understand this state somehow. Maybe I would take the opportunity to kind of gain an inventory, kind of look through my character, look through my life, see if I'm prepared for salvation, prepared for judgment. Maybe my soul might tell me something that I really didn't want to hear. Something, some aspect of my life that needs to be fixed, needs to be changed, to be more in line with what God wants from me. And would I be willing to listen if it did? Turn with me to Psalm 42. Psalm 42, we're going to notice a psalmist who has a conversation with his soul. Psalm 42, starting in verse 1. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, "Where is your God?" When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept a pilgrim feast. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, and I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, and from the heights of Hermon, and from the hill Mizar. Deep calls unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a breaking of my bones, my enemies reproach me, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. In Psalm 42, our psalmist has a conversation with himself. And he's appealing to his soul. Really, he's appealing to the inward man. To have hope in God despite the trials, despite the sorrows that he's facing, and to remember that God is worthy. God is to be counted on. He is faithful. Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. Open up your psalm books to Psalm 87. Psalm 87. And notice with me that this psalm is very much like Psalm 42 in that when we sing this hymn, we are speaking to our souls. We're talking to ourselves. We're reminding ourselves of the importance of relying on God and to remember certain key characteristics that we need to have in our mind in this life if we're to have any peace. Notice with me in verse 1. Our hymnist says, "Be still, my soul, the Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide. In every change he faithful will remain. Be still, my soul, thy best, thy heavenly friend, through thorny ways leads to a joyful end." This first verse, our hymnist here wants to remind us and wants us to remind our souls that we need to make sure that we rely on God, especially through difficult times. Notice when he says, bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide. That addresses worry. And be still, my soul, thy best, thy heavenly friend, through thorny ways leads to a joyful end. This life can be difficult. It has its joys, but it also has its sorrows. It has its time of relative ease, but then it has its time of extreme difficulty and trial. And we need to remind our soul, be still within me. Remember that God is there to help us. In Deuteronomy 31, as Moses is handing over the reins, in essence, to Joshua, before Moses dies, before Israel goes into Canaan, Moses is going to go up on a mountain and die. But he makes a statement from God to Joshua. He says in verse 6, Moses does, "Be strong and of good courage, and do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you." Then Moses called Joshua and said to him in the sight of all of Israel, "Be strong and of good courage, for you must go with this people to the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed." Jesus would tell his disciples, be of good cheer after he had risen from the dead. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer. And he's not speaking to the emotional side. It is that joyous side. That recognition that I have no reason to be discouraged. My Lord has overcome the world. Therefore, in him, I can overcome it too. Our second verse of number 87. Be still, my soul. Thy God doth undertake to guide the future as he has the past. Thy hope, thy confidence, let nothing shake. All now mysterious shall be bright at last. Be still, my soul. The waves and winds still know his voice, who ruled them while he dwelt below. This verse reminds us and helps us to remind our soul that God is in control. There is virtually everything in this world outside of me, myself, and I is completely outside of my control. I have no control over the weather. I have no control over the nations. I have no control over politics. I have no control over anything. All I control is myself. Everything else I have to leave in the capable hands of God. God doth undertake to guide the future as he has the past. There's a reminder here that all from the beginning of time, God had a plan to bring about salvation. He had a plan for his people. He had a plan for the faithful. And all through everything that they went through, God was there to guide them. That hasn't changed. Thy hope, thy confidence, let nothing shake. Don't lose that confirmation, that assurance that God's going to take care of all things. I just have to make sure I'm staying faithful to Him. All now mysterious shall be bright at last. Everything that is hidden, anything that we don't know, reasons for things that happen, one day, everything will be bright at last. Anything that remains unknown, anything dark, everything will be made light again. And then I love this last part of this verse to emphasize the fact that God is in control. The waves and winds still know His voice who ruled them while He dwelt below. In Mark chapter 4 and in verse 38, we have the exact account that our hymnist is referring to. Mark chapter 4 and in verse 38, as Jesus is in the bottom of the boat, He's asleep, there's a great storm over Galilee, and in verse 38, the disciples, they come to find Him. If you see in verse 37, the great windstorm arose, the waves beat into the boat, it was filling with water, but He, talking about Christ, was in the stern asleep on a pillow. They awoke Him and said to Him, "Teacher, do You not care that we're perishing?" Then He arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But He said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, "Who can this be, that even the wind and the sea obey Him?" The waves and the winds still know. They still know Him. Nothing's changed. 2,000 years later, all of creation still is in submission, in subjection to God. It hasn't changed. God's still in control. Verse 3 of our hymn 87. "Be still, my soul. The hour is hastening on when we shall be forever with the Lord. When disappointment, grief, and fear are gone, sorrow forgot, love's purest joy is restored. Be still, my soul, when change and tears are past, all safe and blessed, oh, we shall meet at last." This verse brings to a conclusion that day that we're all looking forward to, that hope that we are looking so forward to having, that home in heaven. And this leads us to think about the future, to remind our soul there is a goal that we are striving to achieve. There is a goal ahead of us. This life is temporary. And Revelation 21, and in verse 3, John writes, "I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people. God Himself will be with them and be their God. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away.'" This is that great day that we look forward to. That day when we can truly be with the Lord in heaven, in that great new Jerusalem that He has prepared for you and for me. And this last verse of "Be still, my soul" reminds us to remind our soul all of this, there's a reason for it. It is all worth everything that we go through on this world. It's worth it. Because this is what we're heading towards. This is this home that we look forward to. Last passage for you. Turn with me to Psalms 46. Psalm 46. We ask the question, if you could have a dialogue, if you could have a conversation with your soul, what would you say? Well, after looking at Psalm 87, I suggest we should say, first of all, make sure you take comfort in knowing that God is with you. Be still. Remember, God's going to take care of you. Be still and remember that God is still in control. Nothing's changed. Man hasn't gotten more powerful or stronger. No, God is still in control. Maybe we would remind our soul to take hope in knowing that God has prepared a home for us. In Psalm 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, there is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. Just at the break of dawn, the nations raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Be still, God says, and know that I am God. We offer an invitation this afternoon to anyone who needs to be able to say, "Be still, my soul." Anyone who is not yet a Christian, there is no peace to be had. Anyone who hasn't had their sins washed away, there is no stillness, there is no calm. But you can have that in Christ Jesus. You can be washed clean and have that peace that passes all understanding. Those of us who are Christians, despite the trials of this world, we can tell our souls, "Be still. Remember that God is there. Remember His power. Remember what He's done. Remember He's in control. And that all that we go through is worth it." If you need any help this afternoon, please come forward as we stand and sing.